This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. In regard to the revival that has broken out in Asbury, I just would like to remind us of a few things. Revival is the awakening of the church, and anytime that can happen, I'm blessed. If we see true revival, it's a wonderful thing. What I want to caution against is that in the Word of God, regarding where we are in this timeline of God's considerations with the earth and with His people, I don't see anywhere where there's a great awakening just before Jesus' return. What I do see in Scripture is a great falling away. I see a weakened church that Jesus encourages to strengthen the things that remain and that were weak and blind and naked. And so, although revival is a wonderful thing, I think we need to be careful that we have the real thing. First of all, revival always starts with prayer, seeking God, and repentance. And when people realize their need for God, and when the church comes to terms with where they have been with God or where they are with God and how much is needed in their life to conform more to the image of Christ, people then are broken and contrite and humbled, and they open up their heart to the work of God and the Holy Spirit. And that's true revival. And I believe these things can really open up and become a wonderful and powerful thing. So this is what we are looking for. But you can't go someplace where this is happening, like all the people flocking to Asbury. You can't go get it and take it back to your church and get it going there. It's a top-down operation. And it comes only as we draw near to God in prayer and repentance that God draws near to us and ministers to us and brings forgiveness and encouragement and strength. And it can happen in your very own church. When we see it happen someplace like Asbury, we say, fantastic. But if it's true revival, that's happening in their church, and we can thank God for it. And the same thing can happen in your church and my church if we seek God in true repentance and true honesty, being honest with ourselves before God. Perchance the Holy Spirit will visit us as well. And this is what we all hope and pray for. But I just want to caution again, this is not something that we should be looking to happen on a grand scale. And we want to be very careful not to mix our faith with our politics. As Christians, we are citizens of another country. And I just want to say, as a reminder, that we can support any person or party that wants to return to the values of our Constitution and once again have rule of law and order and decency and all those other things that our forefathers saw, but most importantly, the freedom to practice our faith so that we can evangelize, so that we can pray, so that we can participate in the marketplace with our faith. And so this is what we're looking for, but we must be always reminded that there's two kingdoms growing side by side. One is the kingdom of Babylon, and those that are heavenly minded, those that are believers and children of God from the kingdom of God. So we thank you, Lord, and we ask you to give us wisdom, and we thank you for your goodness to us. And we pray for revival in our own hearts and in our own churches, in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.